And now presenting Insight, an inside look at food, health, and the environment, produced by the MU College of Agriculture, Food, and Natural Resources.
Hello, and welcome to Insight. I'm your host, Doug Randall. The goal of this series is to provide you with insights into the impacts of research and collaborations occurring at MU's College of Agriculture, Food, and Natural Resources. With me today is Peter Satofsky. Peter has a joint appointment as both a professor of reproductive physiology in the Division of Animal Science, as well as in clinical obstetrics and gynecology in the School of Medicine. He has joined us today to talk about the connections between human infertility and infertility issues that impact the livestock industry. To start, Peter, what are some of the main issues with human infertility?
Thank you for having me, Doug. Well, it is estimated that 15 to 20% of our populations is affected by infertility, and more than $2 billion per year are spent on infertility treatment and therapy. We have approximately 500 clinics in the United States that administer over 170,000 treatment cycles per year. However, perhaps more important than the cost of infertility is the emotional impact on couples who often have to come back for second or sometimes even third round of treatment. So on the opposite end, infertility treatment can result in multiple embryos being transferred, and this may result in multiple births, which is not what most couples desire.
Well, obviously a huge and expensive problem for sure. Your work on animal fertility has had significant crossover or translational progress to human infertility. So what do you consider the main issue confronting animal fertility and reproductive performance?
Livestock animals is affected greatly by low efficiency of the artificial insemination practice, which is reduced by poor sperm quality. As the technology progresses, the industry is seeking to implement new technologies such as semen sexing to get more female calves and piglets, but this is a lengthy procedure that can harm the sperm cells, and thus this procedure reduces the overall pregnancy rates and affects the cost of animal production. Also, the bulls and boars that are genetically superior sires are very valued for their production traits for which they are selected. This selection, in fact, can select against good fertility, and therefore it is difficult to strike the balance between economy and quality of selection.
Wow, this delicate balancing act has very great economic consequences for sure. How is this knowledge of animal infertility used to help address the human infertility issues?
In general, I can say that fertilization mechanisms and sperm cell function mechanisms are well conserved in mammals, including humans. So these are, in fact, shared between humans and livestock animals. And both in man and in male animals, the testing for fertility is done by subjective microscopical analysis. This is very time-consuming and very subjective process that does not necessarily reflect the outcome of assisted reproduction. The problem is that sometimes the bad sperm cells may look just like good sperm cells under a microscope. We have a remedy for this by applying automated semen analysis. We use a machine called flow cytometer, by using which it is possible to unambiguously evaluate fertility in both livestock animals and in humans, where we need to better diagnose the male infertility. This machine works by counting the cells that are labeled positive for a given biomarker of sperm quality, which has been rendered in a fluorescent dye. This method is much quicker than subjective microscopical analysis, and it is completely objective. The machine can actually run through several thousands of cells in just a few seconds compared to spending 5 to 10 minutes evaluating only 100 or 200 cells under a microscope.
Is this an expensive process?
The process by itself is not expensive and it is not time consuming. However, there are costs related to the acquisition of the equipment, which can be expensive. On the other hand, I have to say that with miniaturization and the progress in flow cytometric technology, we see the cost going down and we see more and more instruments that are very easy to use, possibly even some handheld devices.
Peter, I also understand that you helped blaze a trail with a nanopurification system that led to the creation of a supercharged sperm. What can you tell us about that?
This technology is based on our previous discoveries where we have shown that certain molecules are uniquely present on the surface of defective sperm cells. As a result of that knowledge, we are able to prepare iron oxide nanoparticles, metal nanoparticles that are coated with probes that specifically binds to those molecules on the surface of defective sperm cells. After mixing these nanoparticles with the sperm sample, we simply put a strong magnet under the tube with the cells, and with this we are able to pull down the defective cells. As a result of this, we can greatly reduce the number of sperm cells needed for insemination dose, and in final result we can produce more insemination doses per collection from a very valuable sire.
Wow, that's an obvious money saver for farmers and ranchers and ultimately for the rest of us. Can you tell us about your clinical collaborations?
Some of my collaborators are now trying to implement this technique in their clinics. This is in an exploratory phase. However, we know that this technique can be translated to different species. We started working with bull sperm cells. A group at Mississippi State University has successfully adapted the same technique for the boars. So I'm hopeful that one day this technique will also be useful for human infertility treatment.
Lots of exciting progress for sure for both the animals and the humans. That is our time for Insight today, and I would like to thank Peter Sutowski for being our guest on Insight today.
Thank you, Doug.
For more information on this topic, or to listen to other shows in this series, or an extended version of this interview, please visit kafnernews.com. That's CAFNRnews.com.
Insight is a special feature produced by the MU College of Agriculture, Food, and Natural Resources.